Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 72. Again, that is Psalm 72, and I'll read that for us. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish, and peace abound till the moon be no more. May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. May there be abundance of grain in the land. On the tops of the mountains may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. His fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. This psalm is a psalm which is written most likely by Solomon, and it's characterized by this awe of the proper kingship of God. In the first couple of verses, Solomon is pleading with God to prosper Solomon's kingdom, and that it might be a kingdom that lives for and under God's reign by enacting righteousness and worshiping God. It says in the first few verses, give the king, king referring to Solomon himself, and also possibly other future kings of Israel, give the king your justice and your righteousness. May he judge your people with righteousness, bear prosperity for the people, defend the cause of the poor, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. Solomon desires to be able to lead his kingdom like this, to reflect the goodness and righteousness of God. He also desires, in verses 5 to 7, that the kingdom of Israel might fear God, and that through this, righteousness and peace would abound. Solomon desires a God-centeredness in the kingdom of Israel and in his rule over it. And this did happen for some time during Solomon's rule. There was a time of peace, and Solomon was known to have ruled with justice and with wisdom. But we also know that Solomon, just like every other human ruler, falls short of this standard. He is far from being a perfect king. And we see, starting in verse 8 of this passage, that Solomon begins to talk about a king that is much greater than he is. A king whose dominion would be from sea to sea, that all other kings and enemies would bow and fall before him. A king that delivers the poor and needy and saves them from oppression. This is, of course, referring to King Jesus. In the first seven verses of today's passage, Solomon desires his kingship to look a certain godly way. But only Jesus can truly exemplify a kingship like that, which he describes in this psalm. Jesus is the only one who is truly righteous, the only one who truly has dominion over all things, truly delivers the needy, and truly redeems life. And I think this is why Solomon ends this psalm with praise to this greater king. He says, "Long may he live, may his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him, all nations call him blessed. May the whole earth be filled with his glory." In just 2 days, it'll be Christmas, and I think it's so fitting that our last devotional together before Christmas is this psalm, Psalm 72. Solomon knew that the ultimate king, much greater than himself, was indeed coming. And on Christmas, we celebrate the coming of this king, a mighty, mighty king, come in the humblest of forms, who fulfills all of these things in today's passage and turns the world on its head. Today, let's remember that Jesus is the ultimate king that Solomon longed for and longed to reflect, a king of righteousness, a king of justice, a king who has all dominion, a king who every knee shall bow to, a king who delivers the needy, a king who saves. Let's remember our Lord and our King Jesus today and give praise to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage. It is clear from this passage that Jesus is the only king that is truly righteous and just and merciful and loving, the only king who can save. This Christmas season, we want to celebrate the coming of King Jesus, who, as mighty as you are, came in the humblest form, and in this humble form did the mightiest, ultimate act of defeating death itself. Jesus, you are worthy, worthy of all our praise, attention, adoration. You are the King of Kings, and we want to enthrone you today. We remember your coming, and we also look forward to when you will come again. Until then and beyond, may we continually and constantly praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.